Danas imati posljednju lekciju mog seminara koji se zove pobjeda na unutrašnjem bojnom polju srca.
Before starting, I would like to welcome dear guests who have just arrived to spend with us today and also part of tomorrow.
I prije nego što počnem, ja bih želio da pozdravim dragi goste koji su došli samo da bi s nama proveli današnji dan i također sutra.
From Italy, Nitai Chant and Bhagavan Maya, who are actually devotees who help build up the Serbian Yatra, have come to be with us and give pleasure to our heart.
Iz Italije su nam se pridružili Nitai Chant i Bhagavan Maya, i to su stvari bhakte koji su pomogli da se izgradi ova srpska jatra, tako da smo jako srećni da su tu.
And from England or London, two devotees from the land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have come, Anjana and her mother, her exalted mother, Krishna Vallabha, have also come to give pleasure to our hearts.
Iz Engleske su nam došle također dve gošće koje su originalno znači iz zemlje Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, i to su Anjana i njena majka Krishna Vallabha.
Of course, also devotees like Nikola and Alexandra, who have put me together again with their exercises.
I također se zahvaljujemo bhaktama kao što su Nikola i Aleksandra, koji su mi pomogli sa svojim vežbama da se vratim u pravo stanje.
Yeah, and whom else I see? Murari Chaitanya, who has become a father, has also come, Hare Krishna and Hare Bol.
I tu je Murari Chaitanya, koji je postao tatom.
To inform all of you, we have been holding a seminar where we gave different techniques and different understandings to bring these two sides of our personality together.
Sada bih želio da obavestim sve vas da ovdje smo držali seminar na kome smo govorili kako možemo da dovedemo da se spoje i da se ujedine pred dve strane koje mi imamo u nama.
Vrač Kisho, we were talking about that there is a side which is attracted to the material energy, and then there is the side which, where we are deeply spiritual.
Ja, mi smo pričali o tome da nama postoji strana koja je privučena materijalnom energijom, a također postoji ona druga strana koja je duboko duhovna.
And today we will talk about how to build a bridge between the two so that we can be integrated personality.
A danas ćemo govoriti o tome kako možemo da napravimo most između dve ove strane, tako da možemo biti osoba koja ima svoj integritet.
If everything works out the way we think, then tomorrow morning when we do give a shared lecture with Bhia Krishna Maharaj and Krishna Chaitra Prabhu, we will also talk about five fields of inner cultivation.
Iako sve ide onako kako smo planirali, sutra kada budemo imali zajedničku lekciju sa Bhia Krishna Maharajom i sa Shri Krishna Chaitra Prabhom, onda ćemo također govoriti kako možemo da tome, na tome da poradimo na pet polja aktivnosti.
Let us enter the subject matter by listening to this very nice verse again. It's not a verse, a poem again, which describes the problem of the divided soul. Oh, I am the vile field of sublime combat.
Oh, ja sam božansko polje te uzvišene borbe.
Sometimes the higher person wins and sometimes the lower. Sometimes good things come out of my mouth and sometimes bad things. I am like a desert in which there is sand, but also a spring, a well. Haribo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Were we deep? Were we lower yesterday or was it? No. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare
Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Bahulashwa! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Jagannath, Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra.
Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paravrajakacharya Stuta Satasi Simati Divine Grace Srila Vecharanaravinda Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Shigananga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Thank you so much. Krishna. Aren't we often on a battlefield of life? It seems that some energy pulls us in this direction. Helplessly, like a goat which is led on a string, we seem to go into Maya. And at other times we feel another pull. Oh, we feel inspired. We feel strong. We feel we realize Krishna consciousness, a little bit at least. Sometimes we seem to go to the east and sometimes to the west, where it's dark.
Nekada se čini kao da idemo na istok, a nekada se čini kao da idemo na zapad, da je jako mračno.
Sometimes we feel that the sun of Krishna is rising in the east of our life.
I nekada osjećamo kako sunce Krishna, kako se uzdiže na istoku našeg života.
And other times we feel that the Krishna sun is sinking down and disappearing slowly in the west of our life.
A nekada osjećamo kako sunce Krišne polako tone i nestaje na zapadu naših života.
Technically this state in bhakti is called anishta or not steady bhakti.
I tehnički ovo stanje u razvoju bhakti zove se anishta ili neprostana bhakti.
On a higher level of bhakti where we become steady, we don't experience these pulling forces any longer. We only feel a sweet attraction of the Lord, putting us more and more into His loving embrace.
I na nekim višim nivoima bhakti, kada nismo tako neposredni, jedina stvar koju osjećamo, to je ta slatka privučenost Krišnom koja nas privlači.
Yesterday was the Jagannath festival, and I would love to start my seminar today with the story of Lord Jagannath, where you can see how the Lord comes to a devotee who just, even if he is not yet so steady.
I kako smo juče imali festival gospodina Jagannatha, ja bih onda želao da ovu lekciju započnem jednom pričom o Jagannathu, gde ćemo vidjeti kako gospodin dolazi čovjek od svog bhakte koji nije tako postojen.
The Lord will also come and pull His devotee when He is on the neophyte level.
I gospodin će također doći i on će povući svog bhaktu koji je tek na početničkom položaju.
If the devotee learns to turn to Him,
ako se bhakta nauči da se okrene na njemu,
please turn for a moment to Lord Jagannath and answer my question, does He have hair or does He have no hair?
Molim vas sada da se okrenete na trenutak gospodinu Jagannathu i da odgovorite na moje pitanje. Da li on ima kosu ili nema kosu?
Nema kosu, no hair, no frizura.
Nema kosu, nema frizura.
Sometimes the Lord has hair if His devotee wants.
Ali ponekad gospodin ima kosu ako njegov bhakta to poželi.
And I will tell you now the secret.
Yes.
Once one of Lord Jagannath's pujari was becoming old, and when he did his morning workshop, worship, he became very late.
Jednom je jedan stariji bhakta gospodina Jagannatha, znači već je bio star, i onda kada bi radio svoju jutarnju pulju, on bi bio jako kasnio.
Now, all of a sudden a second pujari came on the altar and said, "Brizzle, brizzle, brizzle, the king is coming. We didn't know. He wants to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. You better be on time. Kings never wait."
I onda je drugi pujari došao na altar i rekao mu je, "Brzo, brzo, brzo, kralj dolazi, želi da ima darshan, a znaš da kralj nikada ne kasni, zato požuri."
The pujari was, "I have not even placed the garlands around Lord Jagannath." Then they heard a noise before the altar. And the other pujaris were opening the door because the king was standing before the altar. He wanted to have darshan at the time, at the proper darshan time.
I onda su ovi drugi pujari krenuli da otvaraju altar, zato što je kralj stojao ispred altara i očekivao da ima darshan na vreme.
So he had at the pujari just quickly put the cloth over Lord Jagannath. The king was standing there praying. And then he said, "Some prashadi garland is there?"
I onda je pujari brzo stavio odeću na gospodina Jagannatha, i kralj je stojao i uzimao je darshan i on je pitao, "A da nemate neki prasadam garland?"
So the pujari had the old prasadam garland around his neck like I have.
I onda je taj pujari, on je imao stari prasadam garland oko svog vrata kao što ja imam.
And without the knowledge of the king, he somehow took it away from himself, from his own neck. Because he had not yet offered the new garland, and somehow got it out of the altar, and it was placed around the king, and he was very proud, "I have the garland of Lord Jagannath around my head."
I onda šta je taj pujari uradio? On je na neki način od kralja ne primeti skinuo garland, prasadan koji on već nosio na sebi, i onda je da kralj ne primeti, znači doneli su taj garland, stavili su ga kralju, i onda je kralj postao jako ponosan i imao je svoj garland.
When he came back to his palace, he took the garland down, and as he took the garland down, he saw, ooh, there was a hare in the garland.
I onda kada je kralj došao u svojoj kući, on je skinuo taj garland i onda je primetio da ima kosu na garlandu, vlaku.
A hare?
Vlaka?
This garland cannot come from Lord Jagannath.
Ovaj garland ne može doći od gospodina Jagannatha.
Someone has worn the garland and given it to me. This is impossible. A king can never use used things.
I neko je već nosio ovaj garland, onda ga je tek dao meni. To je stvarno nečuveno, jer kralj nikada ne može da koristi stvari koje su već korištene od nekog drugog.
Bring the pujari to me who is responsible.
Dovedite mi pujarija koji je odgovoran.
The old brahmana came.
I onda stari brahmana došao.
The king said, Brahmana, what is this?
I onda je kralj rekao, Brahmana, šta je ovo?
It's a hare, your majesty.
To je vlaka, vaše visočanstvo.
It's not a hare, it's your hare.
To nije vlaka, to je tvoja vlaka.
It's not an anonymous hare. It's a very specifically identifiable hare. It belongs to your hare because Lord Jagannath has no hare.
To nije neka anonimna vlaka. To je specifična vlaka koja pripada tebi i sigurno nije od gospodina Jagannatha zato što on nema kosu.
You were doing the puja.
Ti si radio puja.
You had carried the garland of Lord Jagannath and you had given me his garland.
Ti si taj koji je nosio ovaj garland na sebi i ti si taj koji mi je dao garland od gospodina Jagannatha.
Go into the prison.
Ide u zatvor.
This evening we will give you some first class torture.
I ove večeri daćemo ti jedno prvoklasno mučenje.
Brahmana was. He was horrified.
I Brahmana je sad bio prestrašen.
And out of fear he said, Your Majesty, you do not know Lord Jagannath has hair.
I onda taj Brahmana iz straha rekao, Vaše visočanstvo, vi ne znate, ali gospodin Jagannath ima kosu.
Tomorrow you come to the darshan and see the hair of the Lord.
I sutra ujutro možete doći na darshan i vidjeti kosu gospodina Jagannath.
Wow, said the king.
Yes.
If you have light, you will get the double torture.
Prvo se kralj oduševio, onda je rekao, ako si me lagao, onda ćeš dobiti duplo mučenje.
So the priest was set free, he went to Lord Jagannath and he cried before him.
I onda su oslobodili sveštenika i onda je on otišao kod gospodina Jagannatha i plakao je pred njim.
Lord Jagannath, it's not fair that your servant should be punished by a king.
Gospodine Jagannath, nije pravedno da tvoj sluga bude kažnjen od kralja.
I gave him the garland which I wore.
Ja sam mu dao garland koji sam ja nosio.
But I'm serving you since 35 years.
Ali ja te služim već 35 godina.
Why should the king punish me? If I did something wrong, you punish me, not the king, Glupas king.
I zašto bi me kralj kaznio? Ako sam uradio nešto loše, onda me ti kazni, a ne taj glupavi kralj.
Finally, Lord Jagannath said, Urednu, 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 tomorrow I will have hair when he comes for the darshan.
I onda je gospodin Jagannath na kraju rekao, Uredu, 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 sutra kada kralj dođe, ja ću imati kosu.
Who said I have no hair?
I ko kaže da ja nemam kosu?
Only the devotees on the Serbian summer camp can say such a thing.
Samo bakte na srpskom letnjem kampu mogu da tvrde tako nešto.
You have hair? Should I have less than you? Although you are originating from me, coming from me.
I vi ste ti koji imate kosu, pa zar bi ja trebalo da imam nešto manje od vas, a vi ste ti koji proističu iz mene.
I have very long hair.
Ja imam jako dugu kosu.
Tomorrow you will see.
I sutra ćeš vidjeti.
So in the morning, the puja, old pujari opened the door at the proper time.
I sutradan ujutru, stari pujari je otvorio vrata u ispravno vreme.
The king was there.
I kralj je bio tamo.
He was not a good king.
Ja nije bio baš neki dobar kralj.
He saw the Lord had hair, but what type of hair? was coming out of the turban, curly, curly, really intense hair.
I onda što je kralj mogao da vidi? On je mogao da vidi kako iz turbana gospodina Žaganata izlazi ta duga, duga, kovrđava kosa, to je stvarno bilo kosa.
The king was angry like hellfire.
I onda je kralj bio ljutik poput pakla.
How could this pujari, in order to save his neck, put a wig of hair on Lord Jagannath? This is false hair. Lord Jagannath has never developed hair.
I onda on mislio, kako je samo taj stari puđari mogao da stavi gospodinu Jagannathu periku na glavu, kako bi ispalo da on ima kosu? Pa Lord Jagannath, gospodin Jagannath, on nema kosu.
So he jumped on the altar and pulled at the hair, wanting to prove that this is a false hair.
I onda on skočio na altar i počeo da vuče tu kosu jer želeo da dokaže da je to lažna kosa.
But as he pulled harder and harder,
ali dok je on bukao se jače i jače,
Lord Jagannath said, "Ow!" This was a divine "ow."
Gospodin Jagannath je rekao "ow" i to je bilo jedno božansko "ow."
And the king had hair in his hand, which was bleeding at the end.
I onda kralj je držao u svojoj ruci dlake, a sa njihovih krajeva je krizila krv.
Lord Jagannath really had developed hair.
I gospodin Jagannath je stvarno pustio kosu.
In order to save his devotee.
Kako bi spasao svog vlaka.
The Lord does everything to save his devotee.
Gospodin uradi sve što je neophodno da bi spasao svog vlaka.
Yamunacharya sings, "The Lord's feet are very swiftly moving through this world because he constantly goes around to save his devotee from misery."
I Yamunacharya, on je pevao kako gospodinova stopala se jako brzo kreće po ovom svetu zato što on želi da spasi svoje bhakte od svih beda.
When the old brahmana saw this, he cried in ecstasy.
I kada je stari brahmana video ovo, on je plakao od ekstaze.
He cried to see how the Lord had developed hair just to save him.
I on je plakao kada je video kako je gospodin pustio kosu samo kako bi ga spasao.
My dear Lord, no, my dear devotees,
moj dragi bhakte,
the Lord will also do something to save you.
Gospodin će isto tako uraditi nešto kako bi vas spasao.
You just have to learn to turn to him.
I sve što treba da naučite jeste da mu se okrenete.
And we will hear now how a person in great inner conflict turned to Lord, to the Lord, and how the Lord saved him from his inner conflict.
I sada ćemo čuti kako se osoba koja ima duboki unutrašnji sukob u sebi, kako se ona okrenula gospodinu i kako ju je gospodin spasao.
First of all, let us look what is inner conflict.
I pre svega, hajde da razmotrimo šta je to taj unutrašnji sukob.
What does it mean when you are a divided soul?
I šta to znači kada ste vi podijeljene duše?
What does it mean to be in this this state of, let me say, spirituality where you cannot act full heartedly? You will have to learn this word. We have this in Serbian. Good.
I šta to znači kada se nalazite na tom nivou duhovnosti, kada ne možete da delujete sa punim srcem, celim srcem?
When you cannot act properly on the spiritual platform, it means you have an inability to act.
Ili kada ne možete potpuno da delujete na tom duhovnom nivou, to znači da ste nesposobni da delujete.
You just don't know what to do.
I vi jednostavno ne znate šta treba da radite.
I was making an experiment with about 20 devotees during the summer camp.
I ja sam napravio jedan eksperiment sa nekih 20 bhakta na ovom letnjem kampu.
A few times I mentioned to the devotees who came with me my two neighbors, these poor dogs who were all the time crying before our door. to.
I ja sam nekoliko puta pomenuo baktama koji su dolazili kod mene, ova dva, imam dva mala šteneta ispred mojih vrata koji stalno plaču.
And I said, just mentioned, we have to help these dogs. They are dying without our help.
Ja sam rekao, moramo da pomognemo ovim sićima zato što oni umiru bez naše pomoći.
They have some animals who give them great pain.
I oni su imali na sebi neke životinjice koje su im, koje im zadaju veliki bum.
And I remember we stood with about 15 to 20 devotees before these crying dogs who really searched for our shelter and help.
Ja se sećam kako smo stojali nas sa jedno 15-20 bakta, stojali smo ispred te štenadi koje su stvarno plakala za našu pomoć.
Mother had run away.
Njihova majka je otišla.
With another otac.
Sa drugim otcem.
And didn't care for her children.
I nije se više brinula za svoju decu.
Now we had to take care.
I sada smo mi ti koji moraju da preuzmemo brigu.
But no one knew how to, no one felt in the heart the impulse to help these dogs, although they had heard many lectures about compassion.
Ali niko nije u svom srcu osjetio potrebu da im pomogne, iako su čuli tako mnogo lekcija o samilosti.
Today, however, two devotees finally found in their heart the impulse to help them and gave them a good bathing.
I danas najzad dvoje vakta poželjela da im pomogne i onda su ih prvo lepo kupali.
So that the dogs can be healthy and free from these terrible animals.
Tako da onda ti psići mogu biti slobodni od tih groznih životinja.
Aren't we often like this? Like the devotees who didn't do anything. We know we should act, but we just can't act. So this is a symptom of the divided self. Another symptom is ignorance and illusion.
A drugi simptom je znanje i iluzija.
And a third symptom of the divided self is depression and indecision.
A treći simptom podeljenog jalstva jeste depresija i neodlučnost.
The fourth and final symptom is isolation.
A četvrti, poslednji simptom jeste izolacija.
If you want to become a full-hearted devotee who acts on the proper on the spiritual platform, you need to know how to act properly.
Ako želite da postanete bhakta punog srca koji ispravno deluje na duhovnom nivou, onda morate pre svega delovati ispravno.
You need to become free of ignorance and illusion.
Morate postati slobodni od neznanja i iluzije.
You must have feelings of love so that you can overcome your depression and indecision.
I morate u sebi imati osjećanje ljubavi kako biste mogli da prevaziđete depresiju i izolaciju koju imate u sebi.
And finally you must be able to you must be able to overcome your isolation from God.
I morate biti sposobni da prevaziđete tu svoju izolaciju od Boga.
Whenever you cannot act on the spiritual platform and whenever you are in ignorance and whenever you are depressed and isolated, you know you are on the material platform now.
I kad god delujete pogrešno, kada ste depresivni, kada ste u neznanju, kada ste u toj izolaciji, onda možete znati da ste tada na materijalnom nivou.
Now Krishna personally is dedicated to save his devotees from these four symptoms and we will see how he does it.
I sada Krishna, on se lično posvećuje tome kako bi izbavio svoje bhakte od ova četiri simptoma, a sada ćemo vidjeti kako.
But first I would like to introduce to you the person whom he helped, that is our hero for this session, Arjuna. Pandava Arjuna.
Sada bih želeo da vam predstavim osobu koju je Krišna spasao do četiri simptoma i koji predstavlja našeg večerašnjeg heroja, i to je Arjuna, Pandava Arjuna.
Can someone please give me the Bhagavad Gita in English?
Da li bi neko mogao da mi daje jednu Bhagavad Gita na engleskom?
Who goes Mahapurushika, you are going? Mm-hmm. Search. Mm-hmm. See, Arjuna was in the stage of he didn't know how to act.
Vidite, Arjuna, on se nalazi u tom stanju. On nije znao kako da deluje.
He was in total illusion and ignorance.
On se nalazi u potpunoj iluziji i neznanju.
He was depressed.
Bio je u depresiji.
And he felt, I'm all alone and I can't solve my life.
I osjećao je, ja sam potpuno sam, ja ne mogu da rešim probleme svog života.
Let me tell you how Arjuna came in this conflict.
I sada mi dozvolite da vam kažem kako je Arjuna došao u ovaj sukob.
His father had inherited the throne of the world from the renowned ancestor, the Emperor Bharata.
Njegov otac je bio nasledio tron čitavog sveta od prethodnog kralja, kralja Bharata.
When Pandu died at an early age, his five sons, the Pandavas, were unfortunately too young to take responsibility for this huge throne of the emperor of the world.
I onda kada je kralj Pandu napustio ovaj svet, napustio svoje telo u ranoj mladosti, onda njegova dvojica sinova, oni nisu bili u stanju da preuzmu tu odgovornost vladanja svetu.
Although they were supposed to become the next kings, their blind uncle or the blind brother of Pandu said, I will take care of the throne as the Pandavas grow up and later give this to them.
I onda u to vreme kako oni nisu bili spremni da preuzmu kraljevstvo, onda je njihov slepi ujak preuzeo to kraljevstvo u njihovo ime i rekao je kasnije kada oni odrastu, on će im ga predati.
Imagine Nanda Dular. Oh, Nanda Suda, I'm sorry. You would become the president of America because for a period of, let us say, half a year, the American president is in the hospital.
I zamisli sad Nanda Suda, kada bi ti postao predsjednik Amerike, zato što sadašnji predsjednik Amerike mora da provede 6 mjeseci u bolnici.
But after half a year, you would have to return it.
Ali onda nakon tih 6 mjeseci ti bi morao da vratiš njemu tu titulu.
Imagine you would become attached to being the president of America. I can't imagine it, but imagine.
I sada zamisli kako si postao vezan za to da si predsjednik Amerike, iako ja to ne mogu da zamislim, ti ipak zamisli.
At that time you would most probably not like to return the presidency.
I onda u tom trenutku ti najverovatnije ne bi želao da vratiš to predsjedničko mjesto.
Or you would give it to your wife Satyabhama.
Ili bi ga predao svoj ženi Satyabhama.
So this is what happened when Dhritarashtra, the blind uncle or brother of Pandu, took over the throne just as a representative of the emperor.
I to je upravo ono što se desilo kada je slepi Dhritarashtra, koji je bio Pandava brat, a koji je bio također ujak Pandava, kada je on preuzeo kraljevstvo i on nije želao da ga vrati.
He made his own son, this Nikov Duryodhana, who had brayed like a donkey when he was born, the next emperor.
I onda je on načinio svoga kralju Duryodhanu, koji je bio jedna nemoguća osoba, i onda je načinio sljedećim kraljem, kada se rodio i moje.
Duryodhana was the incarnation of the age of Kali.
I Duryodhana, on je jednostavno bio inkarnacija ovog doba Kali.
He was the worstest person you could imagine as an emperor.
I on je bila najgora osoba koju biste mogli zamisliti kao kralj.
But he became so because of his blind father who didn't find it in his heart to give the kingdom to the right people.
Ali onda on postao kralj zbog svog slepog oca koji nije našao za shodno da da kraljevstvo onima kojima je ono pripadalo.
One of the five Pandavas was Arjuna. He had developed into the mightiest warrior of his time. He was so unimaginably powerful that he could take on a whole army just alone and exterminate it with his swift arrows.
I onda on bio tako nezamislivo moćan da je mogao da se suprotstavi čitavoj armiji i da ih sve poubija svojim strelama.
And he was burning with the desire to take up to become the rightful heir of the kingdom and take the kingdom back from these rascals.
I onda je njemu gorela ta žarka želja da on preuzme kraljevstvo od tih nitkova i da ga da sedne na tron.
They had tried everything.
I onda su oni sve pokušali.
As far as peace negotiation.
Što se tiče tih pregovora oko primirja.
But the other side, represented by Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana, the Kaurava side, did not relent and said at the end, we don't give you anything, not even enough land to place a needle inside.
Ali međutim, ova druga strana, Duryodhana i Dhritarashtra, odnosno strana Korava, oni su bili tako neumoljivi i na kraju su mu čak rekli da mu neće dati ni toliko zemlje da bi mogao da zabode jednu čijadu.
War was unavoidable.
Rat je bio neizbježan.
At the day of the biggest war the world had ever seen, Arjuna asks his chariot driver Krishna, please drive me into the middle of the field. I want to see who has assembled for battle.
I onda na dan te najveće bitke koju je svet ikada video, Arjuna je zamolio svog vozača kočije da ga odvede u sred polja, bojno polja, kako bi on mogao da vidi sve one koji su se tu okupili.
Maybe Arjuna even wanted to see the strengths of the enemy.
I možda je Arjuna također želeo da proceni snagu neprijatelja.
So that he could decide details on strategy.
Kako da bi mogao da detaljno odluči o tome kako će biti strategija.
But as he is in the middle of the battlefield,
ali dok se on nalazi na sred bojnog polja,
he breaks down.
On se jednostavno slomi.
Because on the other side he sees, oh no, my teachers who taught me the art of military science, they are there.
Zato što na drugoj strani vidi moji učitelji, oni koji su me učili vojnoj vještini, oni su tamo.
He saw the Kauravas. We have grown up with the Kauravas.
Jer je vidio Korave i mislio, ja sam odrastao sa Koravama.
We are the same family.
Mi smo ista porodica.
Oh no! It's really true. This is a fratricidal war.
Stvarno je istina da je ovo rat u kome će se braća ubijeti.
And he developed all the symptoms of a nervous breakdown.
I onda on razvio sve simptome nervnog sloma.
He said to Krishna, I feel the limbs of my body quivering.
I onda mi rekao Krishna, ja osjećam kako udovi mog tela podrhtavaju.
My mouth is drying up.
Moja usta se suše.
My whole body is trembling.
I moje čitavo telo podrhtava.
My hair is standing on end.
I moja kosa se mi ježila.
My skin is burning like fire.
I moja koža gori poput vatre.
My bow has slipped from my hand.
I moj luk je ispao iz mojih ruku.
I'm unable to stand here any longer.
Ja ne mogu više da stojim ovdje.
I'm beginning to forget myself.
I počinjem da zaboravim sebe.
My mind is reeling.
Moj um se okreće.
I will become a monk, okay, Shama. I will go into the forest. I will meditate.
Ja ću postati monah Kešava, ja ću otići u šumu i tamo ću meditirati.
But Kishava, I also want to fight.
Ali Kešava, isto tako želim da se borim.
These are rascals. They will destroy the whole kingdom.
Ovo su nitkovi koji će uništiti čitavu kraljevstvo.
It's not fair.
To nije pravo.
I'm getting crazy.
Ja ludim.
Please help.
Molim te, pomozi mi.
Hare Krishna. This, it was much worse than what you had just heard.
I to je bilo mnogo gore od ovoga što ste upravo čuli.
Arjuna had a breakdown. And he was not a mental person. He was the strongest person of his time.
Arjuna je bio potpuno slomljen. A on nije bio osoba na mentalnom nivou. On je bio najsnažnija osoba s tog vremena.
He became divided by the minute.
On je postao podeljen.
One side said, I should run to the Himalayas. Another side, which became bigger and bigger, maybe I should fight. Should I stay or should I go? He didn't know. Have you ever been in two boats, one feet and one and another?
Da li ste se nekad našli dva čamca, tako da vam je jedna noga bila na jednom čamcu, a druga na drugom čamcu?
I have never been, but I have been on two ice, on breaking ice, you know, and one in German it's called Scholle.
Ja nikada nisam bio tako na dva čamca, ali sam bio na jednoj santi leda koja se polomila u sredini.
One fragment of ice was drifting in the other direction. And the other, oops, was drifting in the other direction.
I onda se jedna polovina te sante kretala u jednu pravcu, a druga polovina leda se kretala u drugu pravcu.
Finally I fell into the cold water after struggling. Touch.
I onda sam ja konačno pao u tu ledenu vodu nakon duge borbe.
And became sick. It's not healthy to have these two sides in you fighting or drifting apart.
I jednostavno nije zdravo imati te dve strane u sebi koje buku na različite strane.
But for Krishna this was no problem.
Ali za Krishna to nije bio problem.
In the midst of the dilemma, he looked at Arjuna and he started to smile.
U sred ovog dilema on je pogledao Arjunu i počeo da se smeši.
The good Lord smiled.
Naš dobri gospodin se smešio.
No problem.
Nema problema.
Because he thought, my devotee will soon be in yoga with me.
Zato što on mislio, moj bhakta će uskoro biti u jogi sa mnom.
He will be united with my plan and then he will be united inside of himself.
On će biti ujedinjen sa mojim planom i zato će također biti ujedinjen u samom sebi.
And the whole Bhagavad Gita is just an instruction manual about yoga. Yoga means to bring yourself together.
I čitava Bhagavad Gita je stari priručnik za jogu, a yoga to znači da dovedemo sebe u harmoniju, da dovedemo sebe zajedno.
Each chapter is called something with yoga. Kama yoga, jnana yoga, kama sannyasa yoga, jnana yoga, not jnana, then purushottam yoga. Everything is about yoga. Unity.
I sva poglavlja u Bhagavad Giti imaju naziv u kome se nalazi ta reč yoga. Karma yoga, jnana yoga, purushottam yoga. Svuda se tu radi o jogi, o jedinstvu.
Why are we sometimes so divided and so like a devotee and like a non-devotee at the same time?
I zašto smo mi nekad toliko podeljeni, odnosno isto vreme se osjećamo i kao bhakta i kao onaj koji nije bhakta?
Why do we have sometimes difficulties in our spiritual life?
I zašto mi nekad imamo poteškoće na našem duhovnom životu?
We are not practicing yoga with Krishna, or we are not in yoga with Krishna.
Zato što ne praktikujemo jogu sa Krishnom, Krishnom, ili u stvari nismo u jogi sa Krishnom.
And conflict or the divided self can bring you closer to practice yoga.
I taj sukob podeljenog jastva, on vas može dovesti bliže tome da praktikujete jogu.
Let me now go quickly about how Krishna solved Arjuna's first problem, that is an inability to act properly through karma yoga.
I hajde sada da vidimo kako Krishna rešio prvi Arjunin problem, a to je bila Arjunina nesposobnost da deluje pravilno u okviru karma yoga.
Yes, Krishna said, kamanyevadikaraste mafaleshu kadachana makarma falaheto bhur mate sangostva karmani. Arjuna, you have a right to perform your dharma.
Arjuna, ti imaš pravo da izvršiš svoju dharmu.
But you are not entitled to the fruits of action.
Ali nemaš pravo na rezultate svojih aktivnosti.
He gave him a proper action.
Krishna Arjuni dao pravilnu akciju.
Do what is your dharma, what is right, what is appropriate to your situation, even Krishna says if it is a little faulty.
I Krishna kaže, ti radi ono što je tvoja dharma, čak i ako to malo pogrešno.
And don't be attached to the outcome.
I nemoj da budeš vezan za ishod.
My dear devotees, this works also for you.
I moji dragi bhakte, ovo također funkcioniše i za vas.
The moment you find out what is your dharma,
onog trenutka kada vi otkrijete šta je to vaša dharma.
Like for instance, someone had the dharma to put on the fan, but of course...
Naravno, neko je imao dharmu da uključi ventilator.
Because we never think in the Hare Krishna movement, we didn't do it for today.
Zato što nikad ne razmišljamo o Hare Krishna pokretu, mi to nismo radili.
Now half of the audience is asleep until I do a drama and just shock them out of their sleep.
I sada pola publike spava, sve da ja ne napravim ovdje jednu scenu i probudim ih iz njihovog sna.
Let us see who gets up now. Oh yes.
Ajde, vidimo ko se sada
ustane. Do what is proper.
Radite ono što je ispravno.
Do not be concerned if people like you or not like you.
I nemojte uopšte brinuti da li se to ljudima sviđa ili ne.
Do not think about the outcome, if you are successful or not successful.
Nemojte uopšte razmišljati o ishodu, da li ste uspješni ili niste.
If you learn to find out your dharma,
ako naučite da otkrijete svoju dharmu,
and then do some karma, some activities according to your dharma,
i da onda odradite izvesnu karmu, odnosno aktivnosti u skladu sa svojom dharmom,
the whole universe will run and gallop to you to help you.
Onda će čitav univerzum juriti prema vama u galopu kako bi vam pomogao.
Arjuna had another problem.
Arjuna ima još jedan problem.
He said, I am overwhelmed by illusion, Krishna.
On je rekao, Krishna, ja sam preplavljen iluzijom.
And Krishna destroyed this illusion.
I onda Krishna uništio tu iluziju.
By telling Arjuna about how he is an eternal soul.
Tako što je rekao Arjuna kako je on večna duša.
He said to Arjuna, see Arjuna, many births you and me have already taken. I can remember my births, my appearances, but you have forgotten. He gave him a new insight. If you want to change a person, you have to give him a way to act properly and a new insight.
Ako želite da promijenite osobu, onda morate da mu date pravilne aktivnosti i morate da mu date taj novi uvid.
And you have to save his depression and indecision.
I onda morate da rešite tu njegovu neodlučnost i njegovu depresiju.
How do you cure depresio and indecisionski?
I kako možete da izlečite depresiju i neodlučnost?
Jai Gopal, what do you do against depression and indecision?
Jai Gopal, šta je to što ti radiš protiv depresije i neodlučnosti?
It's a good question. I help others.
Ja pomažem drugima.
Who of you is sometimes a little depressed? Not clinically depressed, yes.
Koja od vas ponekad malo depresivna, ne onako klinički, nego
malo? What do you do to get out of this?
I šta je ono što uradite, kako biste izašli iz te depresije?
Wait and eat prasadam.
Onda čekate i jedete prasadam.
Is there anything else?
Jel postoji nešto drugo?
Chant Hare Krishna.
Hello, Hare Krishna.
Does it work?
Funkcioniš?
Think about this.
I say to myself, I will not do like this anymore, and then I start to do something, and after some time, something happens, I become inspired.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
Sabina? I associate with devotees. I pray like anything. There's one cure against depression, which was found out in America by a scientific investigation.
Postoji jedan lek protiv depresije koji su otkrili u Americi jednim naučnim istraživanjem.
The Americans wanted to find out who are the happy and most happy and non-depressed people.
I Amerikanci oni su želeli da otkriju koji su ljudi najsrećniji i koji su ljudi najmanje depresivni.
And they found out it's those people who help others.
I onda su oni otkrili da su to ljudi koji pomažu drugima.
Why?
Zašto?
Because when you have feelings of lubov in your heart,
zato što kad imate osjećanje ljubavi u svom srcu,
depression runs away.
Depresija povrne daleko.
You must somehow get lubov in your heart when you want to cure depression.
Morate na neki način dobiti ljubav u svoje srce kada želite da izlečite depresiju.
It's said in psychology, if you want to cure depression and all this, you know, you must have altered feelings of love.
I onda psihologiji kažu da kada želite da izlečite ta osjećanja depresije, onda morate da ih zamenite sa osjećanjima ljubavi.
And Krishna evoked these feelings in Arjuna.
I Krishna je probudio ta osjećanja u Arjuni.
By appearing. No, it's not me who wants a fan, Prabhu. One becomes happy if one serves the devotees. It's a new concept.
Ne, Prabhu, nisam ja taj kome je potreban ventilator. Osoba postaje srećna tako što služi bhakti. To je jedan novi koncept.
It's not because of me. Because of you.
Ja to ne kažem zbog sebe, ja to kažem zbog vas.
The best is when you serve Krishna with love, then your sadness will go.
Najbolje je kada služite Krishnu sa ljubavlju i onda će sva vaša tuga nestati.
Your depression will go.
Sva vaša depresija će nestati.
Altered feelings of love are necessary to change indecision also.
I ta zamena sa osjećanjima ljubavi, to je neophodno kako bi se rešila ta neodlučnost.
Oh, I remember when we were in Jagannath Puri one year ago.
Ja sam se sada setio kada smo bili u Jagannath Puri u pregodinu dana.
It was announced that Lord Jagannath would come out of his temple at 7 o'clock in the cool morning time. It became 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock. In 11 o'clock the sun became Indian sun. And it was humid, that means the wet air started to boil your skin. People started to fall down on the ground. Others came with containers, and they pumped and sprayed the people into their faces with cold water. It was really dramatic. The tar started to melt. I was asking the police, when is Lord Jagannath coming? And I remember the police chief, he said, why do you ask? He comes in his own time. Finally, Lord Jagannath appeared. When he was sitting on his throne, I saw one devotee praying to Lord Jagannath like this in the hot sun. So another devotee came like this to cool him down. It was dramatically hot. But the praying devotee said and continued to pray. Finally he did what I consider the essential point of Bhakti Yoga. Totally upset, he took the fan from the other devotee. He didn't go like this. He went like this to Lord Jagannath. With so much love. I can't describe to you what happened at that time. I was standing next to the devotee because I always think it's good to stand next to a devotee because the Lord, then he might see you. He doesn't look at you, he looks at the devotee, but because you are so close next to the devotee, he also looks at you. When you stand next to a devotee, Krishna looks at you. If you are far away from the devotees, he doesn't look. So I felt how from Lord Jagannath, a stream of mercy was flowing to the devotee who was fanning him and not allowing himself to be fanned. Krishna trains Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita in this loving devotional service, Bhakti Yoga. And in this way he helps him to get out of his depression and develop altered feelings.
I onda mu na taj način pomaže da on izađe iz svoje depresije i da razvije neka druga osjećanja.
Most of us, however, suffer from the divided self, like Arjuna is also showing, by feeling isolated. We feel we can't do it. We have no help.
A većina nas pati od tog podeljenog jastva poput Arjune.
And Krishna helps also with isolation. He promises his devotee a constant stream of support.
Jednu
Tesham satata yoktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give them full support by giving them the understanding by which they can come to me.
Onima koji me uvek predano obožavaju sa ljubavlju, ja dam svoju punu podršku i pokazujem im kako mogu doći do mene.
The result of Krishna's help in the Bhagavad Gita is empowerment.
I rezultat te Krišnjine pomoći Bhagavad Gita jeste opunomoćenje.
Arjuna at the end of the Bhagavad Gita was asked by Krishna, so what will you do now?
I na kraju Bhagavad Gita Krishna pitao Arjuna, šta ćeš sad da uradiš?
And he exploded with enthusiasm.
I Arjuna eksplodirao od entuzijazma.
Eksplodirati, yes. My dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone.
O moj dragi gospodine Krishna, O ti koji si nepogrešiv, moja iluzija je sada potpuno nestala.
Free from illusion. I have regained my memory by your mercy. Altered feelings. I'm now firm and free from doubt. Different actions. No. What is it? One moment. He feels there's support for me. I have no doubt any longer. I can make it. You are there for me. And finally, I'm prepared to act according to your instructions. Yoga brings the soul together. That's my point.
Yoga.
When you are in pieces and you can't act determinedly and properly with blissful heart in your spiritual life, you need some more yoga.
Kada ste razdvojeni u param parča i kada ne možete da delujete ujedinjeno i ispravno, to znači da vam je potrebna yoga.
What is yoga and how it helps you to come together is best explained by the English word yoke, which comes from the Sanskrit word yoga.
I što znači ta reč yoga i na koji način vam ona pomaže da delujete ispravno, imamo u korenu te reči yoke.
A yoke you can see in Serbia often, it's when two oxes are brought together by a piece of wood which holds them together.
Znači to je reč koja označava, možete isto vidjeti u Srbiji kada se nađu dva bika ili vola i onda su oni zajedno stavljeni pod taj, kako se zove, jar? Ne, jar.
If you look up the word yoke in the or joch in German, or what is it in Serbian?
Jarn.
Yes, sounds similar. If you look the word up in the English dictionary, it's an overarching, powerful element. Wait a minute. Which creates union between two entities.
I onda ako pogledate u rečnik, u engleskom jeziku, šta označava reč jaram? Reč jaram označava jedan lučni predmet, tako u obliku luka, predmet jako moćan, koji ujedinjuje dva entiteta koje se nalazi ispred njega.
Yes, so yoga is a powerful process which creates unity between you, the individual soul, and God.
Tako da je yoga moćni proces koji dovodi do jedinstva između vas kao duše i Boga.
And only in this union with the God, with God, what I wish to say, this feeling His closeness, will you be able to be sufficiently strengthened spiritually to say just no to your lower self.
I jedino u tom ujedinjenju sa Bogom u tom našem osjećanju bliskosti sa Bogom imat ćete dovoljno snage da kažete ne svojem nižem ja.
Bhakti yoga creates the union of love.
Bhakti yoga, ona stvara jedinstvo ljubavi.
When it comes into your heart, then you can cure your divided self.
I kada ona dođe u vaše srce, onda možete da izlečite to svoje podijeljeno jasno.
And the Bhagavad Gita is an instruction manual on this yoga.
I Bhagavad Gita je priručnik za takvu jogu.
It works.
I to funkcioniše.
I request you at the end of my seminar to become students of the Bhagavad Gita.
Zamolio bih vas na kraju svog seminara da postanete studenti Bhagavad Gita, oni koji proučavaju Bhagavad Gita.
With one new element to your studies.
I sa time da dodate jedan novi element tom vašem proučavanju.
Try to apply what you study.
Probajte da primenite ono što proučavate.
Especially I would like to give you one powerful yoga practice from the Bhagavad Gita.
I specijalno želeo bih da vam dam jednu moćnu praksu joge koja se nalazi u Bhagavad Gita.
It comes from the this yoga practice comes from the Purushottam yoga, the yoga of the supreme yoga person.
I ova yoga dolazi iz Purushottam yoga, iz yoga svevišnje božanske osobe.
And it gives you seven powerful practices which you can learn in a relatively short time in the association of Krishna, because he talks about this.
I onda ovdje imamo sedam jako moćnih praksi, stvari koje možemo da naučimo jer nam ih sam Krishna daje ovdje.
Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha adhyatma nitya vinivritta kama. Isn't it beautiful? Dvandve vimukta sukha dukkha sange gacchantya muda padamavyayamta. Sit before your mind and watch it.
Sedite ispred svog uma i posmatrajte ga.
The next time pride comes up,
i sljedeći put kada se ponos pojavi,
practice freedom from false pride.
Onda praktikujte slobodu od tog lažnog ponosa.
By understanding it's Krishna's milost, not my ability.
Tako što ćete razumjeti da je to Krišnjina milost, a ne vaša sposobnost.
The next time, second practice,
druga praksa,
you fall into illusion.
Padnete u iluziju.
Meditate about how you are an eternal soul, a part of Krishna.
Meditirajte o tome kako ste večna duša, ste deo Krishna.
I really would love to meditate with you, but I would lose half of my audience because it's so hot at this moment.
Ja bih stvarno želela da meditiram s vama, ali mislim da bih onda izgubio pola svoje publike zato što je ovdje tako jako toplo.
When you will come to my future seminars, I will give a powerful meditations how to realize the self. I'm just developing them in the mountains in Bosnia.
I kada budete došli na moje buduće seminare, onda ću vam ja dati moćne meditacije o tome kako da meditirate da ste večna duša i ja sad razvijam te meditacije u planinama.
Be in free practice. Come back when you start to become ignorant and illusioned. Just for now, just understand, yes, I'm soul, yes, I'm duh.
I onda kada padnete u neznanje i kada padnete u iluziju, onda jednostavno praktikujte, vratite se sebi i recite, ja sam duša.
The third point, make it a point to not have association with materialistic people.
A treća poenta jeste da zadate sebi zadatak da se ne družite sa osobama koje su materialistički naklonjene.
Now, some of you, maybe one of you is a businessman or a rock and roll star.
I sad neki od vas ovdje, možda neko poslovni čovjek, možda neko rock zvezda.
Not associate with materialistic people, that's impractical for me.
I sad da se ja ne družim sa materialističkim osobama, pa to je za mene potpuno nepraktično.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, association. Or to avoid false association doesn't mean that you can't drive in the same boat with materialists. You know, in India, in Mayapur, we cross the river by boats.
Zato niti u Majapuru mi prelazimo reku u čamcima.
So should someone who doesn't want to have wrong association jump from the boat into the river?
I onda da li to znači da osoba koja ne želi da ima to pogrešno društvo, da bi ona trebalo da skoči sa čamca u reku?
No, to practice not having false association means no heart-to-heart exchange, because then you start to be influenced.
Ne, nego nepraktikovanje tog druženja sa materialističkim osobama znači da nemate razmenu sa njima, da im ne otvarate svoje srce.
Fourth practice.
Četvrta stvar.
Understand the eternal.
Razumite večno.
Today I talked with Bir Krishna Maharaj, a very wonderful enlightenment Maharaj gave to me.
I danas sam razgovarao sa Bir Krishna Maharajem.
And I explained to him that sometimes I'm a little impatient to see the slow advancement of devotees. And he said, Maharaj, I also had this. But now I understand that developing Krishna consciousness may take many lifetimes. It's a development for the eternal soul over many stations.
Ali sada ja razumem da taj razvoj svjesnosti Krišne može trajati nekoliko više života za jednu dušu koja sada pokušava da razvije svoju svjesnost.
And when he spoke, I remembered that, yes, I also agree, this is also how I often preach.
I onda dok mi on to govorio, ja sam shvatio sam se setio, da, to je način na koji ja često propovedam.
I remember my own spiritual master.
Ja sam se onda setio svog sopstvenog duhovnog učitelja.
When Prabhupada did his morning walk in Los Angeles, there was always one cat which came to his lotus feet, and Prabhupada would play with it, and he would just move the cat out of his way like this, and the cat would hang there.
Ja se sjećam kada je Šila Prabhupada imao svoje jutarnje šetnje u Los Angelesu, da bi onda se uvijek tu pojavljivala jedna mačka i ona bi se uvijek motala oko njegovih stopala, a Šila Prabhupada bi se igrao sa njom stopalom.
One day a car had driven over the cat and killed it.
I jednog dana kola su pregazila mačku i ubila su.
The devotees had become attached to this cat because the cat had come for 1 month every day waiting for Prabhupada and then hanging over his lotus feet.
I sad bhakti su se pitali što se to desilo, zato što su postali vezani za mašku, jer je ona čitavih mjesec dana svakog jutra dolazila do Šila Prabhupada i igrala bi se oko njegovih lotusovih stopala.
And finally, they decided to ask if there was a special relationship going on.
I onda su oni najbolj odlučili da pitaju da li je tu u pitanju bio neki specijalan odnos.
One devotee came in private to Srila Prabhupada and said, just bluntly out, who is that or was that cat?
I onda je jedan učenik došao kod Srila Prabhupada privatno i jednostavno to izgovorio. Koja je bila ta mačka?
And Prabhupada very, very milosti said, this is a disciple from a past life, a previous life.
I onda je Srila Prabhupada jako milostivo rekao, to je moj učenik iz prethodnog života.
He didn't make it.
I on nije uspeo.
But now I have given him some extra help.
Ali sada ja sam mu pružio jednu ekstra pomoć.
That's why the disciple was so happy when he was hanging over the lotus feet of his spiritual master.
I zato je taj učenik bio tako srećan kada je visio tako na stopalima svog duhovnog učenika.
The cat was saved.
I mačka je bila spašena.
So Krishna consciousness is an eternal process.
Krishna, svesnost Krishna, to je večni proces.
We should understand this.
I trebalo bi to da razumemo.
And when we then from this perspective see that one little problem has happened here, little problem has happened though, it's not so big in the face of eternity.
I onda kada iz te perspektive vidimo, ovdje se desio jedan problem, ovdje se dešava drugi problem, onda to nije nešto tako veliko iz te večne perspektive.
There are other points which I will not say to you now because otherwise you suffer from an information overload.
I postoje još neke druge informacije, ali ja ih neću sada reći zato što biste onda mogli da patite od tog preunošenja previše podataka.
Those of you who are interested to practice Purushottam yoga, it's in the 15th chapter, text 5.
I oni od vas koji su zainteresovani za to da praktikuju Purushottam jogu, možete to naći u 15. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita u stihu broj 5.
But the last point is of this yoga, to surrender unto the Supreme Person, and then you will, and anyone who does these practices will attain the eternal kingdom of God.
A poslednja poenta u ovom stihu jeste da osoba treba da se preda svevišnjoj božanskoj ličnosti i da će onda dostići božansko kraljevstvo.
My dear devotees,
moji dragi bhakti,
dear friends,
dragi prijatelji,
dear skeptics,
dragi skeptici,
dear enthusiastic and inspired devotees,
dragi entuzijastični i inspirisani bhakti,
and especially devotees like me who are a little divided,
i specijalno bhakti poput mene koji su malo podeljeni,
take shelter in Krishna's in yoga,
uzmite utočište u jogi,
which will bring the two elements in you together,
koje će dovesti dva elementa u vama zajedno,
and then you will become really determined.
I onda ćete postati stvarno odlučni.
Prabhupada said if I would have 18 disciples who would be really together, that is determined, he said, I could do so much.
Prabhupada je rekao, kada bih imao 18 učenika koji bi bili stvarno na mestu, koji bi bili ujedinjeni u sebi, onda bih mogao da uradim tako puno.
Krishna waits for you to come together.
I Krishna čeka na vas da se sastavite.
Krishna waits for all of us.
Krishna čeka na sve nas.
And by practicing this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness, it will happen.
I praktikovanjem ovog predivnog procesa svesnosti Krishna, to će se desiti.
Today we have a wonderful evening program.
Danas imamo predivni večernji program.
It's the last evening program.
To je poslednji večernji program.
We have invited an international musician.
Mi smo pozvali međunarodnog muzičara.
He is about as famous as I don't really know, so but Michael Jackson, is he still famous?
Yes.
Yes. He's still performing some music. Yes. Sudarshan knows. He's my contact to the world. He is very famous.
Znači, ta osoba je jako slavna.
He will play an original piece of music for all of you.
I ta osoba će svirati jedan muzički komad koji je original njegov.
We have also invited to Krishna to appear today.
I mi smo također pozvali Krishnu da se pojavi danas.
We have some very nice surprises.
Imamo neka jako lepa iznenađenja.
And we also want to say thank you to all of you.
I također želimo da kažemo hvala svima vama.
So I will not take now any questions.
Tako da sada neću odgovarati ni na kakva pitanja.
I think it's good to have a little pause because it's so hot.
I mislim da je dobro imati pauzu zato što je tako jako toplo.
When we will start with the evening program, I wanted to say at 7:30, but we never started so early. So it's 8:15, but please be, I would suggest, let us be here around 7:45, and when the conch shell is blowing, we know it starts, and then we should please all come in, because we want to start with the famous musician who has to perform this evening in Los Angeles. Tomorrow morning he has to take a night flight. No, tomorrow evening it's really.
Da budete ovdje oko 15 do 8 i onda kada čujete zvuk školjke onda možete odmah doći ovdje zato što bismo želeli da započnemo sa tim slavnim muzičarem koji sutra uveče ima nastup u Los Angeles.
I wish to thank you all very much. Hari Bol, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Thank you so much. All the best. Sve najbolje.
Hvala vam jako puno. I sve najbolje.